This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Canadian pipeline company Enbridge walked away from the negotiating table with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and is now taking the state of Michigan to court. At issue is whether Enbridge can build a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac to house its oil and natural gas liquids pipelines, known as Line 5. Joining us now is Detroit News reporter Beth LeBlanc, who is covering the story. Hi there.
Hi, Lester. How are you doing?
Just fine. So why did Enbridge walk away from talks with the governor?
So the governor says that they walked away from the negotiating table on Tuesday. Enbridge today said they remain open to meeting with the governor in the future, but they obviously it was a big step to file that court case yesterday.
It sounds like the dispute was the governor wants the line shut down in 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So Enbridge said that the governor has asked them to shut it down in 2 years. They have committed to a 5-year timeline for tunnel construction and then closure of the current pipeline then. But they said they cannot meet a 2-year timeline.
So Enbridge has gone to the Michigan Court of Claims. What is its complaint?
It's basically asking the Court of Claims to validate the agreement that they made under Snyder. And to validate the law that the legislature passed during lame duck that enabled that agreement.
So remind us, of course, it was a Republican-led legislature. As you said, Governor Snyder signed the law, which enabled Enbridge to construct a tunnel. But exactly how did that go about? I mean, what was the mechanism to allow Enbridge to do that?
So the Republican legislature last year in lame duck introduced a bill that would create the Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority, which would have the ability to approve this agreement with Enbridge. However, Attorney General Nessel in March ruled that the law was invalid because the title of the law did not match the actual content of the law. And so that is what Enbridge is taking to the Court of Claims, because they believe that the title is reflective of the content of the law.
What does Attorney General Nessel have to say about the complaint?
She said she looks forward to meeting Enbridge in court.
Enbridge has said it could take anywhere from 5 to 10 years to construct this tunnel. The existing Line 5 is 66 years old. It could be 75 years old or older by the time the tunnel is completed. What are the concerns about a pair of pipelines that old sitting on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, which connects Lake Michigan and Lake Huron?
Well, you know, I think the concerns about those pipelines are that they're old. In that there are some concerns about the safety, although Enbridge has said that they are safe. I think during the 2010 spill in Marshall, those concerns heightened. And then, you know, in April of last year, there was an anchor strike on American Transmission Company transmission cables that also struck Enbridge's Line 5, indented them. And this week, actually, the NTSB came out with a report kind of outlining that anchor strike and their investigation into it. And it turned out this tug and barge that was responsible for the anchor strike had been dragging their anchor, they think, for about 3 days before they realized that they had been dragging it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what should we be looking for next in this story?
Well, you know, Governor Whitmer announced today that she's forming an energy task force for the UP region just to look at alternative ways to deliver propane to the UP should Line 5 be decommissioned or shut down.
Right. Enbridge says it supplies about 50% of the propane to the UP. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And Whitmer wants a report on alternatives by March 2020. Of course, Attorney General Nessel has also said that if the governor and Enbridge are unable to reach a deal for the future of Line 5 within the month of June, she intends to take this to court as well to try and decommission the line. So there are a lot of different threats and court cases that are kind of circulating at this point surrounding Line 5.
Beth LeBlanc is a reporter for the Detroit News. The title of her piece is Enbridge Heads to Court as Line 5 Talks Sour with Whitmer. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.